This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life observers are saying that the Obama administration seemed to be entirely unprepared for questioning at Tuesday's Hobby Lobby Supreme Court hearing. They say that it seemed as if attorneys were unaware of the connection between this case and abortion. In the same hearing, Justice Sonia Sotomayor compared abortions to blood transfusions or vaccinations, implying that there was no reason for this case to be before the high court at all. In other headlines, Nancy Pelosi is being awarded the Margaret Sanger Award from Planned Parenthood. The eugenics of Planned Parenthood's founder may stick with the former Speaker of the House. Her work to promote abortion is clear to all. And a pastor praying outside a Cleveland abortion business last Friday documented a medic unit taking a woman to the hospital. Public records now show that the woman had died. The phone recording of the call to 911 operators contains what seems like an eerie disconnect from the seriousness of death. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Sean Carney of 40 Days for Life says it's important to remember that anyone can change their mind at the last moment before an abortion. One couple headed for an abortion stopped to talk with participants at a particular 40 Days vigil, and with new information, they said, "We just can't do this." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.